Hello children and welcome to another episode of Tall Tales for Sleepyheads. Today I bring to you a beautiful, wonderful, funny, exhilarating tale from Korea called The Tiger and the Rabbit. Once upon a time, somewhere in a forest, a hungry old tiger was walking through the woods looking for something to eat. By chance, he came upon a baby rabbit. The old tiger's eyes glistened to see such a juicy morsel. "I'm going to eat you up," he told the rabbit. The baby rabbit, though very small, was a clever fellow. He coolly answered, "Just wait, Mr. Tiger. I'm still too young and small to make a good meal. I have something much tastier for you. I shall give you some rice cakes. When you toast them over a fire, they are absolutely delicious." As he said this, the rabbit stealthily picked up 11 small white stones and he showed them to the tiger. The greedy tiger became very interested. He said, "How do you eat these?" The rabbit answered, "Simple. Come here, I'll show you. You toast them over a fire until they are red hot, and then you eat them in one gulp. Let's go and find some firewood so that you can have some right away." The rabbit gathered together some twigs and sticks and started a fire. The tiger put the 11 stones on the fire and watched them toast. When the stones were getting hot and red, the rabbit said, "Mr. Tiger, I think you should wait a while. If you put soy sauce on the cakes, they will taste even more delicious. I shall get some for you. You must wait now and don't eat any while I am gone. Let's see, there are 10 rice cakes, aren't there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And saying that, the baby rabbit skipped into the woods and ran away as fast as he could. As the stones reddened with the heat, the tiger began licking his lips in anticipation. Oh! He started counting what he thought were rice cakes. 1, 2, 3. "Why?" he said in surprise. The rabbit made a mistake. "Foolish chap, there are 11 cakes, not 10. And he started counting them over again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Again and again he counted them. But no matter how many times he counted, there were always one too many. The baby rabbit said there were 10. "Now if I eat one, he will not know the difference," the tiger said to himself. So he quickly took the reddest one from the fire, popped it in his mouth, and gulped it down greedily. But, it was so hot, so very, 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 very hot. The tiger not only burnt his mouth and tongue, but his stomach as well. He squirmed with pain. He moaned and groaned and rolled all over the ground. All of which served the old tiger right for being so greedy. But it was a long time before he could eat anything again. One day, many, many days later, the tiger met the baby rabbit again. "Oh, you bad rabbit. What a time you gave me the other day. I will not let you go this time. And now I'm really going to eat you up." And the tiger's eyes burnt with anger. But the baby rabbit did not look even a teensy-weensy bit frightened. With a smile, he answered, "Ah, don't be so angry, Mr. Tiger. Please listen to me. I have found a way to catch hundreds and thousands of sparrows. All you have to do is keep perfectly still with your mouth wide open. The sparrows will come flying right into your mouth and you will have an absolutely wonderful feast without even having to move an inch." "Is that so?" The old tiger licked his lips. "Sparrows? Is that possible? What else am I supposed to do?" "Oh, nothing. It isn't difficult at all. All you need to do is look up at the sky and keep your mouth open. I will chase the sparrows out of the bamboo thicket and into your mouth." Once again, the old tiger did as he was told. The baby rabbit hopped into the bamboo thicket and set fire to a pile of dry leaves and twigs. The sound made by the burning leaves and twigs was just like the fluttering of thousands of sparrows. The tiger, meanwhile, kept gazing up at the sky, his mouth wide open. "Why, it does sound as if the birds are flying this way," he thought, and he kept right on staring up at the sky, his mouth wide open, waiting for the sparrows to fly into it. From a distance, the baby rabbit cried, "Shoo, shoo, shoo," pretending he was chasing a multitude of sparrows. Mr. Tiger, please don't move. A lot of birds are flying your way just right now. Just don't move. Just wait a little while longer." And so saying, the baby rabbit again scampered away to safety. The fire came closer and closer to the tiger, and the noise became louder and louder. The tiger was sure the birds were coming his way, and he patiently waited. Soon the noise was all around him, all about him, but not a single sparrow popped into his mouth. "That's funny," thought the tiger, and he took his eyes from the sky and looked around him. To his surprise, there was one great ocean of fire all about him as far as he could see. The tiger became frantic with fear as he fought his way through the burning woods. Finally, he managed to come through alive, but his fur was all sizzled black and his skin looked like newly tanned hide. He had been burnt very, very badly by the fire. Oh, poor, poor tiger. It was soon winter. Once again, the tiger became ravenously hungry. As he stalked through the forest, up and down, right and left, looking for food, he came to the bank of a river. And who would he meet there? There he saw his old friend, the baby rabbit, eating some juicy, juicy vegetables. The tiger roared angrily at the rabbit. "How dare you fool me about the sparrows? I won't let you get away with anything this time. I will eat you up for sure." He ground his teeth and ran up to the rabbit. The rabbit smiled as usual and said, "Hello, Mr. Tiger. It's quite some time since we last met, isn't it? Look, I was just fishing with my tail in the river. I caught a big one and it was delicious. Don't you think river fish are very tasty?" The hungry tiger gulped with hunger and thought, "If I eat the rabbit, it'll be done in one day. But if I manage to learn how to fish with my tail from him, I will eat every day." And so he said, "You were fishing with your tail?" Show me how it is done. Well, said the rabbit, it's not very easy, but I'm sure you will be able to do it. All you need to do is put your tail in the water and shut your eyes. I shall go up the river a little and chase the fish this way. Remember, you mustn't move. Just wait a little while and you will have many, many fish biting at your tail. And as soon as they start biting, you just have to jump up and they will all be clinging to your tail and you will have caught many, many fish. The old tiger did exactly what the rabbit told him. He put his tail into the river, closed his eyes and waited. The rabbit ran up the river bank and hopped about here and there, pretending to chase the fish down to where the tiger was waiting. The winter day was beginning to end and the water became colder and colder. The fish are beginning to swim your way, Mr. Tiger, the rabbit shouted. They will be biting on your tail any minute. Don't move. And then, as usual, the rabbit ran away. The river began to freeze over slowly. The old tiger moved his tail a wee bit. It felt heavy. Ah, good. I must have caught a lot of fish on my long tail. I just need to wait a little longer and I will have a good catch and a fabulous meal, he told himself. He waited quietly and motionless until midnight. Now I shall have lots of tasty fish to eat, he thought, freezing. And then, do you know what happened? He tried to pull his tail out, but it wouldn't move. What do you think had happened? Well, his tail was frozen tightly in the ice. Oh, I have been tricked again by that rabbit, moaned the tiger. But it was too late to do anything. When it became light, the villagers came to the river and found the old tiger trapped in the ice. The villagers caught the greedy old tiger and sent him away far, far from the forest. And that was one tiger who never ate another rabbit. And that is why I think tigers don't eat rabbits anymore. Because rabbits, you see, are too, too smart. Good night, children. Good night and sweet dreams. I hope you enjoyed this wonderful, wonderful tale. Ta-da! Bye-bye!